Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
You're lovely. Never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause you're lovely. Just the way you look.
Woodbury, the makers of Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap made for the skin alone, presents The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North. The Norths have taken to going for long walks these autumn evenings. There was a time when Jerry toyed with the theory that if they remained quietly at home, trouble would never find them. But it did. So Jerry changed his plans. Decided that it might be wiser if Pam and himself made things a little more difficult for Trouble by offering it a moving target. And so tonight we find the North in motion. Not a target, they hope, but definitely moving.
Jerry.
Hmm?
Your legs are longer than mine.
Mm-hmm.
But mine are cuter.
Are they? I must look sometime.
Oh, I thought.
Not bad.
Not bad. Jerry, I'll have you know that my legs were considered one of the most attractive features at Miss Peters' finishing school for girls.
Mm-hmm. Miss Peters certainly wasn't.
She was a very dear old lady, although she was hipped on the subject of dating. Which reminds me, Jerry, tomorrow is Columbus Day.
Is it? We must remember to send him a card. I mean, oh, Columbus Day.
Columbus discovered America tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Isn't he a little late?
Not tomorrow in 1944. Tomorrow in 1492.
That helps. Seems like only yesterday.
Although he was really looking for India.
Darling, I'm very proud of your education, but why although?
Oh, stop that, Jerry. Jerry, do you think there was anything between him and Queen Isabella?
Sure, King Ferdinand.
They say the Nevada climate is wonderful at this time of year, especially in Reno.
What grounds would you claim for the horse?
Mental cruelty, that's your...
I could easily do worse. For example, I might say something about his carrying along a pinter for a niner, see?
Oh. Darling, I believed you when you said you could do much worse. You didn't have to prove it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I thought that was pretty good. Let's see.
Jerry North, if you're trying to think of another one of those awful jokes, you...
Oh, they're not that bad. And what's the matter?
I just saw a man jump out of a window.
You what?
Dropped in that alleyway right ahead.
Are you sure?
Yes, darling.
Oh, we better hurry.
The only thing, darling...
Yeah?
He looked like... Jerry, I'm not making this up and I'm not crazy because it's your Aunt Agatha who's eccentric and I haven't touched the ground.
And what did he look like?
Christopher Columbus.
Like a... Oh, no, darling. Columbus is dead. He discovered America tomorrow in 1492. And...
This is the alleyway. Honestly, Jerry.
Somebody's coming out of it. He couldn't have been hurt. He's on the dark in here.
There he is.
No, I've got him.
Let me go, please.
A little second story work, friend. Come out here in the light.
You can't let me go. I'm in danger. My life's in danger.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Who are you anyway?
I'm Christopher Columbus.
No, you're not. I went to
school.
We'll get you out in the light.
Jerry, he is Christopher Columbus. Look.
Let me go. I gotta get away.
Just like Columbus. Resemblance, but why do you have to get away?
They're after me. They'll kill me.
Why?
Because they want the jewels, don't you see?
What jewels?
The crown jewels, of course. The ones the queen gave me.
Jerry, the queen.
Yes, Isabella. I don't like to do this.
Jerry. Oh, darling. Did he hurt you?
No. I just like it down here. Oh.
Your jaw, darling.
A mere nothing. That lump on it probably becomes me.
We've got to notify the police.
Sure. I'll tell them Christopher Columbus stalked me. I don't know what the visiting hours that tells you psychopathic are, darling, but you'll find out.
Well, I can back up your story.
Sure. Then we'll have adjoining padded cells. What happened to good old Chris?
Oh, he ran up the street. I didn't notice because I was so worried about you.
So am I. About all I need for my mental health right now is to see Queen Isabella yodeling at me.
Jerry.
Huh?
If you look up at that building...
Yeah?
You will see Queen Isabella.
What? I... Leaning out of the window. Sam, I'm seeing it, too.
That's the window Columbus jumped out of.
Maybe King Ferdinand got home too soon. Oh, no, Pam, this is impossible. We've got...
The light went out.
The light went out. And there are about a million windows in that building, and both Christopher Columbus and Queen Isabella have been dead for about 400-odd years. And we're Pam and Jerry North, and we're going right home. That is, if we still have a home, which I'm beginning to doubt on account of maybe we haven't been discovered yet. Taxi!
Well, all I can say, darling, is maybe Columbus discovered America, but it took us to discover Columbus.
400 years later, Get in, darling. Anybody in there already, like George Washington, maybe?
George Washington's birthday's in February.
Oh, of course. How could we expect to see him tonight? Driver.
Yes?
24 St. Anne's Place. And don't go around the Cape of Good Hope if you can help it.
Cape of Good Hope? Where's that, Brooklyn?
It could be. You better get started. My wife's a little upset.
Fine, huh? Well,
not exactly. As a matter of fact, I'm a little nervous, too.
Just so. Me, I got nerves like iron. The rest of the little woman says to me, you got nerves like iron. Why have I got nerves like iron, my sister? And I can't I eat carrots. You eat carrots?
Sometimes.
I eat them all the time. How about you here right now? Would you like one?
Oh, no, thanks. Because of ghosts.
What's ghosts got to do with it?
Well, if you eat a lot of carrots, you can see in the dark. And if you can see in the dark, you can see ghosts. And if there are any ghosts, I'd rather not see them. So I...
Hey, what happened? Looks like some guy decided to take a nap in the middle of the street. I'd better waken him on account of it ain't healthy.
Jerry, is everybody crazy or is it just the people we meet?
I don't know. I wouldn't care to go on record.
Hey, how you two?
Yeah, what is it? I would like you to step out. Take a look at the guy in the middle of the street.
Why? Is there anything wrong with it?
I ain't saying until you two see him, too. That is, if you see him.
All right, Sam.
Come on.
You couldn't wake him?
I wouldn't even try, mister. There's a possibility he ain't there. Maybe there was something in them carrots. Mister, I don't know, but... do you see him?
Jerry. It's...
You see him, too, lady?
Yes, I'm afraid I do.
Oh, and... Does he look dressed a little peculiar to you with maybe tights and funny shoes?
He does.
And furthermore, lady, does he remind you of somebody that maybe you ain't personally acquainted with but you've seen before?
You mean Columbus?
Lady, that is exactly what I mean. Christopher H. Columbus.
I've had a look at him.
Is he Columbus?
Maybe, but sleeping? Not exactly. I tried to wake him, but I'm afraid he isn't going to wake anymore. You see, somebody just cracked Miss Christopher Columbus's skull for him.
Oh.
And he's quite dead. Again. The adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North and the Woodbury Facial Soap program will continue in just a moment. But first, this is Ben Grauer with the story of the exciting wartime romance of the lovely Woodbury dead, Patricia O'Neill Goodlett. As soon as you hear the story, you'll know why Patsy never neglects her daily complexion care with Woodbury facial soap. It seems that Navy Lieutenant George Goodlett had a letter of introduction to beautiful Patricia, but no time to present it when he went through town. He did, however, take time to notice the sweet, fresh loveliness and radiant complexion of the Motor Corps volunteer who drove him from the station to his boat. The Navy Lieutenant was very impressed. And yes, you guessed it. The pretty volunteer turned out to be Patsy herself. There was a very fast courtship. When George returned from the South Pacific, and soon her friends were giving bridal showers for lovely Patricia. Now, the romance of that particular Woodbury deb is a tribute to the cherishing, beauty-giving care of Woodbury facial soap. It gives your skin gentle, thorough care, protecting your most precious, winning charm. And Woodbury soap can do that because it's a true complexion soap, made in cake form only. It is made for the skin alone by famous skin specialists, and particularly important to your complexion loveliness. Woodbury contains a special ingredient for special mildness. Now, girls, don't wait another day, but begin right away with Woodbury. Let it make your complexion so fresh, so soft and smooth that you're bound to win the heart of the man who matters most. Ask for Woodbury, W-O-O-D-B-U-R-Y, Woodbury Facial Soap, beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. And now, back to the Woodbury Facial Soap program, The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North.
Ten a wagon, homicide?
Bill, Pam.
Oh, hello. What is it this time?
It's a murder, Bill.
Well, the North, what else would it be? All right, who got killed? When, where, why, and who did it?
Well, I'm afraid Jerry and I don't know the answer to all those questions.
Okay, we'll start with the court.
Christopher Columbus.
Who?
Christopher Columbus.
I thought that was what you said. Sam, have you been eating all the olives and Jerry's dry martinis again?
Jerry will tell you the same thing.
Why not? He's been drinking them. Now, Pam, who is you?
Christopher Columbus.
How would you like yourself, Pat? Is it the race?
Honestly, Bill, I'm not joking.
No? Well, if you found the corpse, Columbus, Sam, then America hasn't been discovered yet. No New York. Telephone hasn't been invented, and I'm going to sleep. I need to work.
Bill Wigand, we found a murdered man on Central Avenue and 12th Street. You'd better send a policeman down.
Oh, no. For this one, I'm coming myself. How would I explain the assignment? And a reputation for sanity would.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Jerry and I'll be waiting for you. Bye.
And au revoir, Pam. And oh, let me add one thing.
Yes?
You and your husband go around picking up bodies 400 years old. You'll have to keep them yourself.
Well, there goes Christopher Columbus in the morgue.
Connie will like him.
Connie likes all his guests.
He's never had such an historical one before.
Or one dead for so long. Seriously, I wish we knew who he really was and why he was in costume and made up to look like Christopher Columbus.
Tomorrow's Columbus Day, Bill. He's probably taking part in a play or something.
I guess so. Think he was murdered because he was a bad actor?
He wasn't supposed to be murdered, Bill. He was supposed to have been run over accidentally. If our taxi driver hadn't had such good eyesight in the dark...
Due to eating carrots all the time.
He would have run over Columbus. And then that gash in his skull would have been attributed to the car.
Uh-huh. I personally am going to send a bushel of carrots to that driver. Well, there's nothing more to be done tonight, I hope.
No, Bill, I don't think so. You see, he must have been murdered for tomorrow.
In the same way that Columbus discovered America tomorrow?
Yes, Alan. Tomorrow is the important day.
Well, we should be able to find out who the guy really was by then, why he was running.
Well, maybe, Bill. Why he had to be killed tonight.
Pam.
Hmm?
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You're pouring it, dear. At least you were about to.
I know. Jerry, in this paper...
I like breakfast. Some morning I should love to eat one.
But, darling, it's important. There's an article in the paper about the Columbus Day celebration. And it mentions the fact that the famous jewelry firm of Arcady is staging a tableau about Columbus.
Let's see that.
Hmm.
They're putting on the scene which Queen Isabella hands over the crown jewels to Columbus to finance his trip.
And they're using their finest and most valuable jewels in the tableau.
Good publicity.
Maybe, darling. It wasn't good for Columbus.
You mean last night?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there must be a connection. He said something about the jewels being in danger. Oh, well, the devil with breakfast. I've never managed to get a real one in the past. Why start now?
Then we're going...
To Arcady, the jewelers of distinction. Not to mention, I suspect, the jewelers with a corpse to explain.
Well, how do you do? I'm Mr. Windles. You wanted to see me?
My name is Gerald North, and this is my wife.
How do you do?
Well, how do you do, Mrs. North? Just married, eh? A gift for the bride, young man. A necklace by it. I'll have one of mine then.
I'm sorry, Mr. Windles, but we haven't come to buy anything. We came to you because you're manager of Arcady, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
There was an item in this morning's paper about a tableau that Arcady Jewels is putting on as part of a Columbus Day celebration.
So we are. So we are. Well,
I'm afraid we have bad news for you. If your Columbus is missing.
I never had a Columbus in my life. What? Oh, you mean Spindrift.
Do I?
Head of the buying department, Spindrift is. Best man we have on the Fraser. Looks like Columbus. What about him?
Where is he?
Oh, how should I know? Had some silly rehearsal last night. Won't be in till later.
Mr. Windle, I'm afraid Mr. Spindrift isn't coming in at all.
You don't mean he's left the firm?
No. He's left...
Where is Spindrift? Why does he answer his phone after jumping out the window last night?
I'm very busy, trying to run along.
Oh, perhaps Miss Einstein's phone.
Yes, of course. You say Mrs. North.
Mr... Oh, detectives. I'm sure that's exactly what we needed. Oh, Mr. Windle, you're so clever for having gotten in touch with me so
Be
quickly.
Still, Sandra. I would. Now, Mr. North, you are saying that Spindrift isn't returning here. Why?
Because he's dead.
Dead?
Dear, that's most inconvenient. We shall have to find another appraiser. Which young man is no easy thing to do. And furthermore...
We have no Columbus.
We have no... Good Lord, Sandra, be still.
I won't be still. Hank's all up in publicity. John, who's
Hank, Miss Jones?
Hank's publicity man for Arcady, and I love him.
Sandra, this
and
is no place for discussing affairs of the heart.
I'm not, but the firm will just have to do the tableau.
Who thinks it's somebody else? Who's inconsiderate of Spindrift to die just at this time?
He had no particular choice in the matter, Mr. Windle. He was murdered.
What?
There was something else. He was worried about the jewels before he was killed. I don't say...
In our vault, young woman, no danger there.
Then Pam was right. Today was the reason for the murder last night.
Yes, sir. I beg your pardon.
Mr. Windle, we've got to get another Columbus. I know. Hank. He's just the same size as Spindrift, and he's much more handsome.
And what's Columbus?
And he'll be glad to do it because it was all his idea, and... Oh, Mr. North, don't you think that's a wonderful solution?
Well, perhaps. For everyone but Spindrift.
However, it is possible...
Oh, Pam.
All right, darling. Goodbye.
Oh, just one thing, Miss Jones. When Hank wants to pick up the Columbus costume, I'm afraid he'll have to apply at the morgue.
Bill.
Oh, hello, Pam. Hiya, Jerry.
Hello, Bill. Everything set?
Yeah, the place is guarded by a dozen men. Winnell's going to open the vaults in a moment, turn the jewels over to Hank Sawyer, the guy who's playing Columbus. Then these guards will escort Sawyer and Miss Stone.
Queen Isabella.
All right, Queen Isabella to the hall where they're doing the stunt and on the float on which they're going to the hall. The instant the curtain goes down on the tableau, Wendell's arranged for an armored car to take the jewels back to the vault.
Well, that seems to take care of everything, doesn't it, Bill?
It is better. I'm pretty sure it will.
I suppose Thunder's murder will have to wait till after the jewels are returned safely. But since he never had the jewels, I can't understand why he was killed.
Well, it might have been that... Here comes Hank Sawyer now. Well, I guess Connie finally parted with his Columbus costume. Mr. Sawyer.
Oh, hello, Lieutenant.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Nardle.
Hello.
The man down the moor seemed to think I was trying to rob a friend of his.
Oh, Connie loved all his corpses. You look very well in that costume, Mr. Sawyer.
Oh, thanks. I guess I'd better run, though. I'm a bit late. See you later. Window's opening the vault.
Giving Hank the jewels. Oh, Jerry, that's gorgeous.
Restrain yourself, my love. I can't afford them.
Not even one?
I can barely afford to have you look at them. Bill.
Oh, there they go. And we're going with them every inch of the way.
It's a wonderful parade, Jerry.
Uh-huh. We should be getting to the hall soon.
Couple of minutes.
Hank looks beautiful as Columbus, doesn't he?
That pile of jewels in his hand looks even more beautiful. Besides, I prefer a Thunder.
Oh, she's too thin.
Not necessarily. So was Queen Isabella.
Was she, Jerry?
Oh, sure. My interest is purely historical.
It had better be. Otherwise, your existence will be past history, darling. Pablo is exquisite, Jerry.
Uh-huh. With 12 policemen surrounding the stage, it's also protected.
Seems to be almost over. Let's just ask him.
Right. Just on the idea. Through this door. There.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Bill. Almost over, huh?
Yeah, yeah. 2 seconds. All right, boys. On stage. Mr. Window.
Yes, right behind you, Lieutenant.
We'll get the jewels, escort them to the armored car, and then that will be that.
I hope so. Ah, there, Hank. Come on, Mr. Window.
I bet you blow a look.
Never mind the turtle, my boy. The jewels, please.
Oh, good. Here we are. Safe and sound.
Hank was absolutely the handsomest Columbus I've ever seen.
What?
What's the matter?
Matter? These things you gave me, young man.
What about?
They happened to be false.
Oh, you two still here?
Yes, Bill. What,
The jewels Sawyer gave Wendell are phony. He's going to stay in jail for a long time and maybe not for so long.
What do you mean, Bill?
Spendrift.
You think Hank murdered him?
I don't know yet, but we'll find out.
Bill, are you sure?
Now, look, Jerry. From the moment Wendell handed the jewels to Hank Sawyer, to the moment he handed them back to Wendell, Sawyer and the girl were under constant watch.
And you believe Hank Sawyer did it?
Of course. Now, here's the way I figure it. Sawyer killed Spendrift because he knew he himself was the only guy around who could fit the costume and play Columbus in the tableau. He had a perfect setup. He could swipe the jewels, substitute the phonies, and clear out. Two things crossed him up. You and Wendell spotting the phonies immediately.
Bill, can Pam and I see Hank for a minute?
Well, why?
Because we have a hunch. We were talking about it while we were having lunch. We also paid a visit to the 5 and 10.
Well, to yourselves, you two probably sound logical as anything, but to ordinary people... Okay, I'll have him brought in. Mind if I stay?
Oh, no, Bill, because you may have to be a witness.
I wish I knew what for. Julie, bring Sawyer in. Any objection to telling me exactly what you bought in the 5 and 10?
Please, Bill. It's just imitation jewelry. Wait, don't say anything.
Oh, Hank.
Hank, did you steal the jewels?
Of course I didn't. You think I'm crazy?
What do you think these are worth?
What? I don't know. How much is there?
$1,000, Janetta.
Looks all right. Listen, you didn't call me in just to discuss the jewel business. No, Hank. As a matter of fact, we're through. So long. So long, Bill.
Hey, now wait. Where are you going?
Home.
To think.
What about?
Well, for one thing, why Columbus was killed.
And for another, two, Kim.
And for a third, where was Ferdinand when Isabella handed over the jewels to Christopher? The adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North and the Woodbury Facial Soap program will continue in just a minute. First, in a small home in Westchester, the other evening.
Good night.
Why, Kim, what a thing to do.
I don't care. Sis always goes out with the nicest boys and to parties and things. Well, I'm just as pretty.
There, Jean, of course.
But, darling, Mary's complexion is...
Jean,
why don't you try that special complexion soap that Mary's been using lately? Let's go upstairs right now and give you a Woodbury facial cocktail. You know, they do say the facial cocktail is the beauty care of all these pretty Woodbury guests.
And how delighted young Jean must have been after her first Woodbury facial cocktail with Woodbury facial soap. You see, the Woodbury facial cocktail is the before-date beauty care of the Woodbury Debs because it helps make your skin more appealing right away. You just pat Woodbury's creamy lather into your skin, rinse with warm water, then cold. Then when you look in your mirror, you see that your skin is brighter. It has soft, glowing radiance. And you're ready to meet your date or romantic fate, knowing that your complexion is sweet and fresh, all smooth and nice for his eyes. Begin tonight with Woodbury, W-O-O-D-B-U-R-Y, Woodbury Facial Soap. Beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. Now, back to the Woodbury Facial Soap program, The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North.
More bacon, darling?
Uh-huh. Oh, this breakfast is one I'm going to finish. Because we know who killed Columbus, and why, and how the jewels were stolen. And... Oh, Cam, you answer it.
All right, darling. Hello? Yes? What? What did you say, Bill? You did? Oh, you shouldn't have done that, because he didn't. And since he didn't, he will be. What? Oh, no, never mind. Goodbye. Jerry, they've released Hank.
Good Lord. Come on, darling, we've got to hurry.
But your breakfast...
Tomorrow, maybe. Tomorrow in 1994. Hurry, Pam.
I am hurrying. Oh, I do wish Hank lived in an elevator apartment.
He went to the office after leaving jail, then was supposed to go home. We may be in time.
Jerry, why was he released?
Because his lawyer pointed out that although he may have been the only man who could have stolen the jewels, according to the police themselves would be forced to alibi him.
You mean because they'd have to swear that he had no chance to hide the real jewels anywhere or to get rid of them?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're on his floor. In the corridor. Hank, he's going into his apartment.
Oh.
Hank! Hank, stop! Quick, hit the floor! Down, you fool!
Hey, you knocked me down.
Lucky you, I did.
Yes.
Stay away from the door, Pam. We're all right.
I don't think there's going to be any more shots. Our voices would have been heard.
Uh-huh. All right, Hank, get up. Hi. Guess you saved my life.
I never mind that now. Come on in.
There's no one... Oh, excuse me. Sandra.
I didn't fire any gun. I don't even know how.
But those bullets.
They came from that window behind me. I couldn't see. I was so afraid. I screamed. Oh, Hank, I love you.
Suppose we save all that. We're going to see the man from whom these jewels were stolen by. Maybe you'll be able to explain to him. Or maybe not.
Well, this is very late, Mr. North. My butler waked me, but I...
Mr. Wendell, but we needed your help to clear up this business of the evils and Spender's murder.
I could have waited till morning.
I'm afraid not.
Rubbish. Well, I see the police have released you, Hank.
Yes.
Mr. Wendell, is that really news to you?
What?
Do you usually sleep in pajamas in your sleep suit?
Huh? Oh, that. Well, I hate slippers, you see. Never wear anything... Look here, young woman.
And never mind that. Mr. Wendell, the key to the whole problem lies in the murder of Spender. Why was he killed?
Mr. North, if you wake me at this hour, do I...
I'll tell you why. Because then Hank would have to play Columbus.
That proves his guilt, doesn't it?
Oh, no, because you see, the police can swear that he's innocent. He could have disposed of the real jewels because he was watched all the time. They could have disposed of the real jewels.
Not even some?
I'm sure, Mr. Wendell, that's
never...
real jewels.
What? Are you mad?
No. Remember I said the real key lay in Spender. We now can realize he had to be killed.
This is...
The reason was... Well, expert. Spender recognized that the jewels you handed him, Mr., were false.
And we proved that Hank could tell real jewels from false ones in front of Lieutenant White.
Oh, fantastic theorizing.
Hardly. You don't own Arcady. You just manage the place. Therefore, a perfectly sound motive.
Ridiculous.
And there's another reason why we know it isn't all theory. You see, when you tried to kill Hank on his release from jail...
Are you out of your mind?
In order to make sure he didn't stumble on the true explanation, Sandra saw you outside the window.
That's impossible. It was too dark.
That, Mr. Wendell, does it. Especially since Sandra really didn't see you.
Home at last. Mr. Wendell's in jail, and Hank and Sandra are in love. Oh, it's going to be so good to see.
Mm-hmm. And not so fast, my little prairie flower.
Mm-hmm.
Into the kitchen with you, my love.
Oh, but
Jerry... It may be midnight. We may have solved the crime. Other people may be fast asleep or having a late snack. But, darling, we're the North, and so we're a little crazy. And so, by heavens, midnight or not, I'm going to have my breakfast.
Tune in again next week at this same time for another adventure of Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Alice Frost and Joseph Curtin. For thrills and laughs, be sure to listen, won't you? Music for Mr. and Mrs. North is conducted by Charles Paul. Here's a thrill you can't afford to miss. It's a half hour packed full of laughs, chills, and thrills. Don't miss the new Woodbury comedy mystery program starring Gloria Blondell and Carlton Young over another network starting this Sunday. That's Sunday, October 15th, for Hollywood Mystery Time. Don't forget, consult your newspaper for time and station.
This is Ben Grauer saying goodnight for Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
You're lovely. Never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause you're lovely, just the way you look tonight.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.